Today on the Daily Gator Daily Thought, the United States moved its embassy to, well, where it belongs, Jerusalem, and the you-know-what hit the fan from the tolerant types of Hamas and the tolerant, super tolerant Palestinians who just want to kill Jews, people. Is that too much to ask? Welcome again to the Daily Gator Daily Thought. I am Doug Hagan, and I let the intro go on today. Pumpin' Irony by Blue Cercarino. Great tune. And to me, the best damn intro music anywhere. There's some really good intro music and all that on blog, on web, podcast and radio shows. That is the best one, bar none. Now, there's a lot to get to today about basically one subject. Donald Trump, our president, promised that he would get the Israeli, or the the U.S. Embassy in Israel, who would recognize Israel's capital for what it is, Jerusalem, and would move the embassy there. And he has done it. And here come the whiners, the backbiters, the Palestinians, just can't tolerate Jews. They hate Jews. These are the modern day Adolf Hitlers. That's how they feel about Jews, if I could be very frank. And I try to be frank because, well, there's just not enough guys out there named Frank that give good opinions. And I start you off with a story about, well, noted terrorist sympathizer and excuse artist Linda Sarsour, a truly despicable leftist Islamist. She was none too happy. Now, you may not know who this woman is. Google her, Bing her. She's a train wreck of hatred, folks. And I'm talking train wreck. It's in train going off the trestle, falling 500 feet into a river while tumbling down a mountainside the whole way and bursting into flames. That type of hatred. She's a truly deplorable human being. Now, she sent out a tweet showing her displeasure. Apparently, the Reverend Robert Jeffers, who is from right here in Dallas, I think the biggest is a Baptist church here, I'm not a Baptist, but I believe that the First Baptist Church of Dallas is his church. He's a big time. He was a big supporter of Trump, and I don't really like the guy, I'll be honest. Something about him just doesn't set right with me, but I've never seen anything or heard anything out of him that was hateful. So here's Linda Sarsour, who's a big time supporter of jihadis, of anti-Semitic trash in the Middle East. And she calls Jeffers in her tweet an anti-Semitic evangelical pastor. He was sent to open the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, and he believes Jews will go to hell. Well, under Sarsour, if she was honest, I truly believe thinks Jews should all be killed. So you really need to look in the mirror first, Miss Sarsour. Then she says, you have a very interesting definition of great, mocking Trump, who's, again, sent Jeffers there to mark and honor the opening of this. Now, there's a young lady named Candace Owens. She is a spokesperson for, what's the group? I'm trying to think here. Turning Point USA. Very attractive young lady. She's black, so she's the one that Kanye tweeted out, said, "Hey, I like the way this lady thinks." Very, very astute, very intelligent, very sharp young lady. She read the Star Sour tweet, and she, like me, doesn't take any BS. She wrote to Star Sour, "You are an American, anti-American, rather, mouthpiece that was given a platform by people that wish harm upon this country. Your time is coming to an end. Stand down." That's me doing a seated ovation because I don't want to stand up. My creaky office chair needs replacement, and it was just, it made too much noise. Now, Owens is in Jerusalem with some others to mark the opening of this embassy, and noted that there were no Democrats on hand. Not one Democrat saw fit to go to Jerusalem and mark this. Our best friend in the world, Israel. And by the way, this Congress back in 1995 said, yeah, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. That's where the embassy should be. The only difference here is that Donald Trump actually had the testicular fortitude, if I may, to actually move the thing. Good for him. So, to Ms. Sarsour and all the other miscreants out there, get used to it. If you have a problem with Jerusalem being called the capital of Israel or Jerusalem having a U.S. embassy, what you need to do is not blame Israel, stop hating Jews, stop being anti-Semitic, stop supporting and excusing terrorism. Actually look in the mirror. And if I was you, I'd have a long, serious reflection period. And you know what? I'm going to say what a lot of people need to tell you. You need Jesus. And I'm not mocking anything by that. You do need Jesus because you got some problems. Then there's CNN, who, according to BizPack Review, had a pissy headline, a pissy tweet on the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. Pardon me. And, of course, people on Twitter and other places took CNN to task for being, well, the new MSNBS. Here's a tweet CNN sent. U.S. set to break tradition with opening embassy in Jerusalem. Huh. Wow. We broke with tradition. Again, since the mid-90s, this has been our policy as a nation. Trump just actually acted on it. So this is nothing new. Obama had the same. Bill Clinton had the same. Both Bushes had the same. This is not new. Well, not both Bushes. Since 1995, excuse me, that would not include George H.W. Bush. See, I made a mistake, but I admit to it. That's why I'm not a leftist. When I make a mistake, I admit it. And I learn from it, and I move on. I don't continue to lie. Now, again, the Jerusalem Embassy Act was passed in 1995 by Congress. Among the congressmen who voted for it, and women were Democrats, by the way, and supported in word only by each U.S. president until the guy with balls. Okay? Trump had the balls to keep a campaign promise, and the left is going crazy. How crazy? Well, this crazy. According to the Daily Caller News Foundation, after the opening of the embassy, there were violent clashes between Israeli security forces and Palestinian protesters in Gaza Monday that left at least 41 dead and several hundred more wounded. Excuse me, as tensions skyrocketed with the opening of the U.S. embassy in Jerusalem, according to Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry. Let me just say the numbers there. Anything that comes out of anything to do with Hamas, the pig intercoursers at Hamas, the bloodthirsty bastards of Hamas, don't believe it. You can't take it with a grain of salt. They make blank up all the time. This is the way they are. Jihadis are like that. They don't care about the truth. They care about getting their propaganda, fake injuries, fake dead people, fake this. And then the media, of course, picks it up. Oh, my God, look what America, look what Israel did. Can you imagine the horror? These people are just throwing rocks, and look what Israel does. Well, I have a suggestion for you. You might not listen if you're a jihadi wannabe. But if all you have is a rock, and you want to protest a peaceful, peace-seeking nation like Israel, a good and decent nation like Israel, instead of trying to be like Israel, you know, tolerant, a culture that actually treats women like they're human beings, that doesn't want to behead gay people or throw them off roofs, if you want to advance yourself out of, you know, the 7th century, you barbaric bastards, why don't you try to be like Israel instead of attacking Israel? And if you're going to attack people with one of the most advanced militaries in the world, who will not hesitate to use it to defend their people and their land, what's the old saying? Don't bring a knife to a gunfight. Don't bring rocks to a war. Don't bring rocks to a tank and fighter. Jet fighters, trained soldiers. Don't bring rocks to that fight. Now, what happened was there were tens of thousands of Palestinians gathered along the Gaza security fence, which is on the border, as a weeks-long protest at the border turned extremely violent Monday. That's today, by the way, if you're a leftist. It is Monday. Riot organizers encouraged protesters to breach the barriers. Israel warned, two key words, Israel warned that it would do whatever necessary to prevent a security breach because they have to protect their citizenry, their people. See, you let violent people come in, they're going to be carrying knives, they're going to try to kill you and kill innocent people, so you have to do what it takes to protect yourself. Call it the castle doctrine for a country. Israel warned them. According to the Times of Israel, Hamas, which controls Gaza, plans to carry out a massacre in Israel. That was their intent. The Israeli Defense Forces will not let them, an IDF spokesman explained Sunday. In other words, we're the Israeli military. If you're going to try to invade our country and kill people, hurt people, you're going to get an Israeli boot up your ass. And you deserve it. You deserve every last measure of it. Now, this is from the other side, the tolerant Palestinian side. 23-year-old Mohammed Mansour said, "We are excited to storm and get inside." He told this to the Washington Post, explaining that he would do whatever it is possible, kill, throw stones, if he made it through. Another protester told reporters he wanted to get inside Israel and end lives. "Well, I hope those two sons of motherless bitches are ones that got killed. The world will be a better place." And that's not anger speaking. That's called morality. What the people that Hamas backs are doing is evil. People who counter that are good. There is good, there is evil in the world. That's reality. I know you leftists don't like to hear that. That hurts your little feelings. It gives you butt hurt. It gives you offendeditis. It makes you outrageously outraged. But it's the truth. Monday's protests were the bloodiest so far. The 6 weeks prior saw bloodshed as well, as Israel's security forces shot and killed at least 80 people. More than 2,000 others were wounded in the riots. Hey, again, don't bring rocks to a gunfight with Israel. Don't try to pound in and break in Israel's borders and kill and hurt people. If you do that, you deserve the end you get. And if you don't like me saying that, go fly a kite. I'm being nice when I say that, by the way. Just a little side note here. Mitt Romney, who at one time lost a presidential election he should have won, basically won one debate really big. Big first debate with Obama. Crushed Obama like a wet grape that Obama it was. Empty suit. And then got all night. You want to pick on Obama, you be mean. And let Candy Crowley walk all over him. It's got to be painful. Candy Crowley's a big girl. You don't want to invite her to an all-you-eat buffet. Okay, you just don't want to do that. He criticized Robert Jeffers about saying you can't be saved by being a Jew and Mormonism is heresy from the pit of hell. Of course, Mitt is a Mormon. He said the same about Israel. Or excuse me, about Islam, Mitt Romney said. Such a religious bigot should not be giving the prayer that opens the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. Mitt, I think you're a good man. A lot of people really don't like you. I think you're a good man. I something about Jeffers bothers me too, but let's be real honest here a bit. Just shut up and go away. You got a lot of money. Enjoy it. If you're not going to enjoy your money, Mitt, send me some of it and I'll damn well enjoy it. And then there's the one story not related to Israel, Gaza, the embassy, Jerusalem, or anything else. No. This is the latest in the police are racist and should never be called no matter what black people do. And this story has an interesting twist. comes from Yahoo News. In Oakland, California, which is one of the hotbeds for radical leftist thought, couldn't pay me to live in Oakland. It's a cesspool. A woman there called police on a group who were barbecuing with a charcoal grill. Now, you may be saying, why the hell would you call people or call the law on the people eat barbecuing with a charcoal grill? Well, apparently, the grilling area there doesn't allow charcoal. Now, I don't know about the law. I don't know why it's there. This is Oakland, so it's nutty. It is California, so it's double nutty. And you know how their laws are. But the big news about this was the woman was white. And the group were black. So she was instantly accused of being a racist by another white woman. Which must make it true. Even though she said it has nothing to do with race. Now, if I'm watching somebody barbecue in an area that bans charcoal grill and they're using charcoal, I'm not going to be a pissy little whiner and call police like this woman is. Shame on her. Leave people alone. I don't know why you would ban charcoal anyway, unless you're a leftist nutbag. But I wouldn't have called police. But whether or not it had anything to do with race, I doubt it did. It probably has to do with that she's an idiot. But Oakland City Council member Lynette Gibson McElhaney. She makes the hot sauce, I think. McElhaney's? Tabasco? I think so. But she, of course, jumped in with both feet and all her knuckles into the racial obsession syndrome pool. Police are not private security for any white person that's offended by the presence of black folks in all public spaces, McElhaney told the Huffington Post. Now, I don't know if that's what this woman sounds like. I doubt it. But she would be truly extra offended if I mocked her by imitating her in that voice. Someone would do it because, well, like making leftists mad makes me very, very happy. Now, of course, we know CNN, MSNBC, they'll be all over this. It's oh my God, look at how bad America is. Oh my God, since Trump got elected, everybody is charcoal, is racism, it's charcoal, oh, blah, blah, blah. But according to this story, again, this is from BizPack Review as well, white guilt liberals eager to be accepted by the left only add to the problem, as seen in the Huffington Post article written by Sarah Ruiz Grossman, who wrote, we need to talk about why people calling the cops on people of color. This past few weeks, I've seen a spat a spate, if you will, of news stories about white Americans calling the police on people of color who appear to be simply going about their lives, whether waiting at a Starbucks, golfing, attending a university tour, leaving an air... What the hell is that word? I don't even know what that word is. Airbnb. I don't know what that is. Forgive my ignorance. Napping or barbecue, Ruiz Grossman wrote. Huh. But she didn't stop there. She went forward with her stupidity. She said it's hard to avoid a conclusion that the people who called the police did so because of a conscious and unconscious belief that people of color simply don't belong, or that they inherently pose a danger or a threat. And there you go. That's the way the left operates. And again, I don't know why the woman called. I don't know why you would ban charcoal. There's some stupid laws out there. I remember when I first moved to Texas, I lived in an apartment on the third floor. And it had a fireplace. And they banned having a grill on the second or third floor because of fire danger to the apartment. But they have a fireplace inside. See, even Texas has stupid laws. Just not as many as other leftist nations like California. Marxifornia, as I like to call them. By the way, regards to the seceding part of California, the communist part seceding from the regular American California, please, God, go. Take New Jersey and New York City and Chicago, Illinois with you. Take them all. Leave. Go form your own communist nation. Be happy. Tax yourselves to death. Regulate yourselves to death. But when you're poor and broken, can't afford to eat anything but dirt or puff more glue, don't bring your knuckle-dragging butts over here to the real American and want us to bail you out. Because we have the good sense to understand things like liberty. You know, liberty. And that, my friends, is it. Just a note about the Daily Gator blog. It is now, it allows you to donate, to tip, to give Ed Daly and I money if you like the work we do via PayPal. You don't have to. Don't expect anybody to. But if you want to, I'm not going to stand in your way. It will help in giving me more free time. I got a new job right now. In fact, I have two new jobs, and I'm trying to juggle them. It's going to be a pain. And we got some other issues where I need to work a little less to deal with some other issues at home. Nothing bad, but just some time-consuming things as my parents get older and need more assistance. So maybe that'll help a little bit. But again, God bless you. Thank you for the support. Thank you for any donations you choose to send. It's totally your decision. I won't get mad at you if you don't. Ed might, but I won't. just kidding. Ed's a great guy. But thank you for all your patronage. I do appreciate it. Share these podcasts. Share the blog. Spread it around. Making leftists angry makes us so happy. It makes me feel good inside. I would say it's like eating a nice warm apple pie, except I loathe apple pie. It's the worst pie in the world, besides pumpkin. And I say those things just because they're true, and I know I will offend people. How the hell, how can you hate apple pie? It's okay, but it ain't peach pie or cherry pie or blueberry pie. And damn sure ain't key lime pie or chocolate pie or strawberry pie or pretty much any pie. And it damn sure ain't a cobbler. Plus, I just don't like apples. So sue me. So good night, good afternoon, good morning, whenever you listen. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless America. God bless the great state of Texas. And yes, as always, if you're left, you just ain't right. And as always, go Gators. Y'all have a good one.